We like to do this as a church just to give honour where it's due and to pay respect to our members who have died and gone home to be with the Lord. Dennis Frizzell was born and raised in East Belfast on the 1st of March 1934. He was one of eight children in the family. One of those siblings was Dennis's twin, Derek. As a boy, Dennis was evacuated for a period of time to Catesbridge during the Second World War, and during this time, he contracted polio. It left him with a permanent limp, but this didn't hinder or hold Dennis back from living a long and full life. When Dennis was older and returned to Belfast, he studied at a technical college before spending a period working for Shorts, making aircraft models. Dennis was good with his hands, good with woodwork, and known to be able to put his hand to practical jobs. This led him to a shop on the Woodstock Road called Gowdy's. Dennis went in, apparently looking for a lock for his toolbox, and he ended up coming out with a wife in the end. Maureen Gowdy was the owner's daughter, Maureen, who is with us this morning. She served Dennis that day, and after a brief courtship, during which time Dennis helped build a garage in the Gowdy's home, they were married by Pastor Hugh Orr in this church over 60 years ago on the 28th of July, 1958. Dennis moved from his employment in Shorts into the teaching profession and taught in Dunlambert Boys' School in Belfast for several years. Dennis and Maureen had two children soon after marriage, Philip first, and then 18 months later, Jean was born. Philip and Jill had three children, Chloe, Simon, and Justin, Maureen and Dennis's grandkids, and they were all a real source of joy to Dennis and Maureen. Dennis became a Christian when he was 17 years old. He received a flyer about a mission at an Elam church that was about to start in about an hour's time. He thought it was late, but something compelled him to go. He heard the gospel and was saved by God's grace at that meeting. He was challenged that it wouldn't last more than about 6 weeks, and yet 60 years later, he was still thanking God for his faith in Christ. Dennis and Maureen came into membership in this church and have had a long history here as part of the Great Vic Church family. Later in life, Dennis suffered from dementia. In the early stages, he knew something was wrong and he comforted Jean and his family by saying, "Don't worry about anything. God will be our refuge and strength, our very present help in times of trouble." God was faithful to his word and sustained Dennis, Maureen, Philip, and Jean right to the end. Dennis passed away in the Ulster Hospital on Thursday, the 25th of April. He fought the good fight, he finished the race, and he kept the faith. And now he's at rest, at home with the Lord. So could I invite you please to stand as we pay tribute to Dennis and give thanks for his life. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the life of Dennis Frizzell. Thank you, Lord, that you saved him and sustained him through those 85 years of life. Thank you, Lord, for compelling him to go into that meeting in the Elam Church where he heard the gospel and gave his life to you. Thank you, Lord, for ordaining that he would meet Maureen Gowdy in that shop that day and that they would enjoy 60 long years of marriage together. Thank you for Jean and Philip and the family circle. Thank you, Lord, for Chloe and Simon and Justin, who's here with us this morning. And Lord, we do pray for Maureen and ask that you would strengthen her and encourage her. We remember Jean and Philip and the grandkids. Sustain this dear family with your steadfast love. And Lord, again, as we see death in our fellowship, we thank you that death will not have the last word, but Christ will, for he has overcome death and he has paved a way through death for us so that we can follow him and be brought home to you. At the beginning of this service, we also remember the living stones. We will pay tribute, Lord, God willing, next week to David, but we remember just now Mary and the family circle. And as we now gather to worship and praise you this morning, to remember Jesus and to fix our eyes on the Good Shepherd who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, thank you that we don't have to fear evil because you're with us. So bless us this morning now as we continue our service. In Jesus' name, amen.